Years ago, I heard Billy Joel on some long-forgotten late-night talk show. The host, whom I also don't remember, rattled off a long list of the songs that Joel had written and turned to him and said, "Wow, you must love writing songs." Joel paused for a moment, then said, "Actually, I hate writing songs, but I love having written songs." I don't remember the rest of that conversation, but boy, I remember that, because when he said that, I thought, yes, that's it. I hate writing sermons, but I love having written them. I found that when I take the time and I put the effort into writing a sermon well, that I really like it. And when I don't put the effort into the sermon, I really usually don't like it at all. So I decided that in the choice between hating the prep and hating the sermons, I'd go with hating the prep. And as a result, I like more of my sermons than I ever did before. Not all of them, of course, because no one's that good. But more of them. Enough of them to feel good about myself as a preacher. Hi, I'm Don Weber. I've been a rabbi since 1981. But I preached my first sermon in 1976. When I look back on those early sermons, I cringe. I can't believe I subjected my congregants to that dreck. And I can't believe that I thought they were good. But at the same time, even in those early sermons, I detected hints of what was to come. From the beginning, I realized the importance of images in sermons. Things people could identify with, hold on to, and take with them. And I can see, even in those early sermons, how important it was to me to preach, to share something I think is important, and if I do it right, to help others feel that it's important too. For over four decades now, I've said that I'm a teacher and a preacher, and I love doing each, but they are not the same. Yes, there is teaching in preaching, just as there should be some preaching in teaching, but they're not the same. The goal of teaching is to share ideas and information. The goal of preaching is to inspire, to excite, and to move people to act. And that's what I want to do when I give a sermon. I want to inspire. I want to excite. And I want to move people to act, to do something. Now, a word about the word preach. The dictionary gives the following example under the word preach. Quote, specifically, to exhort in an officious or tiresome manner, unquote. Dear God, save us from that. And while you're at it, please save us from preachers who know the truth, where the only alternative to his or her ideas is the devil himself. When I talk about preaching, I mean an open, welcoming means of communicating, which invites response. Response to the sermon itself, in response to the challenge which the sermon presented. In this podcast, I'm going to share my process for creating and delivering a sermon. It might work for you, it might not. More likely, some parts of it will work for you and others won't. Go for it. Take whatever you want and toss the rest. One of the first things I learned about giving sermons, which drove my teachers crazy, is that they do not all fit one mold. And one style fits neither every situation nor every preacher. And please, if you hear something you like in this podcast or something you don't like or something you don't understand, drop me a note. I'll do my best to answer you. And if it seems like something that others would want to hear, I'll make a new episode. Now, a word of perspective. I speak as a white, male, Jewish Reform rabbi. I hope that my insights about preaching apply to more than just other white, male, Jewish, Reform rabbis, but only you can judge that. And a note to non-Jews who might stumble upon this podcast. Just as I've learned a lot about temple leadership from Christian clergy, I hope that people who are not Jewish might learn from me too and apply it to your context. So to begin, why do you give sermons? My answer is simple. I give sermons to change the world. In fact, one of my rabbinic school professors Dr. Leonard Kravitz, whom you're going to hear a lot more about, told us as freshmen that if we were not becoming rabbis to change the world, we should find a different career. At the time, I thought this was a tiny bit egotistical, but it turns out he was right. As I said before, when we teach, we convey information, but when we preach, we convey passion. What he taught us was that if our passion is for anything less than saving the world, we would bore the life out of those who are forced to listen to us. And none of us wanted to do that. So I ask you, why do you give sermons? Next time, I'm going to tell you the most important thing I ever learned about preaching. Thanks for listening.